Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, everybody, let's get at it today. 3 hours of talking politics over a cup of coffee because it matters. It matters in your life, and it's an opportunity for you to change your world, whatever world that is that you think might need to be changed. Maybe everybody around you agrees the way you do politically. Not likely in this state, but maybe they do. And you don't need to worry about it, but you still need to be aware. But if you are someone, maybe one of these great state employees, government employees of other government agencies that listens to this radio show, and I say that you're great because, well, you're conservatives. Otherwise, you wouldn't likely listen to this show. Although there's a couple of people who email me that are far left nut job crazy people. But aside from that, if you're one of these great government employees who has to live in fear that you can't call or email me because you don't want to be outed, I understand. Believe me, I understand. And I respect that. That's why if some people call and they don't want to give us their name, I get it. I understand that. That's all right. But your opinion still matters. And maybe you have people in your circle of influence that kind of feel the way you do, or, you know, kind of like the persuadable, right? I mean, that's why we talk about these things. Because the persuadable are people that should be influenced by you in a positive way. We're going to talk about that. By the way, did you see, I'm watching freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. She's going to file articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Didn't Mark Levin say that? After the first impeachment of Donald Trump, we heard the second one yesterday. And by the way, I'll get to the 10 traitor Republicans who betrayed not Donald Trump, folks. Oh, yeah, he's included in the list. But frankly, they betrayed you. And what are you going to do about it? Can't stand. So do you acknowledge that Joe Biden won? Let me ask you that question today. Do you acknowledge that Joe Biden won? I don't. I don't acknowledge that he won a legitimate election. Oh, he's won a fraudulent election, yes, but not a legitimate one. There's far too much actual factual evidence that if it ever truly gets in front of a judge and jury, well, mostly a jury, it will clearly be found that at some point this is bound to happen. Now, what it means for the future, I don't know, but I'm just telling you at some point, I think sooner or later, a judge and jury is going to see evidence in some state that is irrefutable that this election was stolen. That has to happen, folks. It's one of the things that has to happen. There are many as we figure out where we go from here. Many things that have to happen, just have to. So, do you acknowledge that Biden won a legitimate election? And also, conservatives, we can either embrace cancel culture strategies or we die with one hand tied behind our backs. You know that old saying, you fight fire with fire? Well, the reason that saying is out there, because it works. Common sense. I can tell you from all my years of growing up in the southern Willamette Valley here, being a grass seed farmer, which I am to this day. You know, I grew up burning grass seed fields. And if you want to stop an out-of-control fire or you want to deny a fire ability to damage something you don't want damaged, you light a backfire. You deprive, those of you who've ever spent any time in the fire service, I spent almost 30 years there. You understand there's a fire triangle. There are three things you have to have fire, right? You have to have a combustion source. You got to have wood, paper, right? You have to have combustible materials. You have to have a source. You have to have heat. And then the third thing is you have to have oxygen. Those things are necessary. If you deprive a fire of one piece of that fire triangle, it goes out. Now let's think about that. Fighting fire with fire. Conservatives can either embrace cancel culture, we'll talk about that, or we die with one hand tied behind our backs. Cancel culture strategies. Are you willing to do that? Do you already engage in cancel culture in your life just naturally? Well, the truth is most of us do. We're going to talk about all of that today, plus the safety concerns prompting the Oregon legislature to schedule its shuffling. They were going to open up on January 19th. Well, now they're going to open up on the 21st. Well, at least the Senate is. So in that regard, a couple of things. I am planning being a part of and may even try to broadcast live from the 19th, the day that they were going to open. And what we ought to do is we ought to move that day to the 21st. Because we want them to know that we, the people, want that building opened up. We want the right under the Oregon Constitution. As Representative Mike Nierman said, by the way, who is pushing back, good for him, because that's one of those strategies you need to do. You go back on offense, and he is. Good for him. But, you know, the reality is that we the people, should have access to that building in a limited fashion, just as we have access to Home Depot or Lowe's or any other place, Walmart. It's ludicrous to think that they should be shutting us out of it, but they are. So anyway, they decided they would move it. Now, there is another event planned on the 17th, this Sunday. I highly recommend you do not take part in it. That is this armed event that's supposedly going to happen in D.C. and all 50 capitals. Look, folks, I've already talked with the Oregon State Police at the Capitol for our event on the 19th. I say hour because I am intending to be there and intending to speak. Whether I broadcast there or not, I don't know yet. But the reality is that they know we're there and they know we're not troublemakers. And we're going to limit the time frame of the event because what happens in Salem is that when we go somewhere, sooner or later, Antifa shows up later in the day to start causing trouble, usually at dark. So you know what? We just leave. Leave early. We make our point, and it would be great if, to be honest with you, if, you know, hundreds or thousands of Timber Unity trucks, farm trucks, log trucks, tractors showed up and drove around that Capitol blaring their horns, letting the legislative leadership know we want the place opened up. At any rate. What's interesting is that now they have asked the Oregon National Guard. Now, one of the main Democrats, who happens to be my state representative, is a National Guard lawyer, Marty Wilde. He says, my brothers and sisters in the National Guard are protecting the state capitol. We should honor their courage by serving as we have sworn to do. If we have specific knowledge of a particular threat that makes that unsafe, we should not endanger our lives while protecting our own. Now, this is the same guy who sent out a communication, I know because I got it, as his constituent, saying that, well, the National Guard should not be called out during the Portland riots. Why? Because they weren't trained for that. And yet this is the same guy now that says, hey, the National Guard's protecting us because we're the ones that are now in danger. What do you think about that? Think this man is a hypocrite for saying that the National Guard shouldn't be used because Donald Trump was asking Kate Brown to send the National Guard to help Ted Wheeler, the hapless, feckless, incompetent mayor of Portland, to try to defend not just the federal courthouse in Portland, but all the other property in Portland that they were assaulting and burning down. Yes, Antifa, that idea that really isn't true, right? Yeah. No, the same guy said, nah, they're not trained for that, but boy, it's okay when they want to protect me. What do you guys think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And well, apparently a lot of you think a lot of it. There's more to talk about, including Representative Lauren Boebert. She is a freshman woman Republican congressman from Colorado who refused to – she carries a gun. She's lawfully allowed to do that in Washington, D.C. She's a gun rights activist. Nancy Pelosi installed metal detectors outside the House chamber. And she set it off with her purse, and she refused a search. Nancy Pelosi says, well, I'm going to fine you $5,000 a day then. It's another Nancy Pelosi political stunt. Yeah, sort of like impeaching the president. Let's start with on the phones to Ron, and then we'll go to Glenn and Art. Ron, good morning.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Miss Bobert, she gets my praise and, yep, and honorable heart. That lady's been strong all the way through and through. We need people like her. We need people with a backbone. And it is very sickening here, Mr. Wieldy, or whatever his name is. I would say wild echo, but excrement, but nevertheless, to say that they won't use the National Guard where we needed it, where it destroyed hundreds of millions of dollars. They delayed on the fires in our communities, and yet they want to play roulette. This sounds like it's an orchestrated plan. Whatever this damn governor does, Pelosi does, they're all in unison on the same Barbra Streisanding bullshittery mess that they're trying to put us in. All about command, control, and submissiveness. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe being over in the Navy 4 years, 31 years ago, and watching how this worked in Hong Kong and the Chinese side of Kowloon. Kowloon is the mainland side of Hong Kong, which they made an agreement after they divided it up in the late 1800s after Boxer Rebellion. Okay? But my main point is this. People got to stand strong.
Hang on, Ron. I'll get you on the other side of the break. We'll talk with Ron on the other side of the break. And Glenn and Art, y'all hang on. It is 6:20 in the morning. There are 10 Republicans that need to go bye-bye who voted for the second impeachment of Donald Trump. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors of not only this show, but also of KSLM. And now they are one of the sponsors, along with Tick Liquor Firearms, of the Freedom Celebration that we're having up at the Ames Ranch private property in the airplane hangar outside of Jefferson up on top of the mountain. Come and join us
to celebrate freedom. It is the KSLM listener party. You guys asked for it, remember? And I said, well, let's do it. And the station management and ownership agreed, and by golly, we're going to do it. January 31st, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, go to kslm.news and register. You have to register online, kslm.news. It's $10 a person or $30 for a family of four or more. Come and join us. We honor law enforcement, military, veterans, wounded warriors, fire, the Oregon National Guard that does so much for us. We're going to honor them all. And we're going to have a great party. And we're going to celebrate freedom, friends, because it's under attack in America. And we are not shrinking back from that. Come and meet all of you. I would love to meet all of you and talk with you. It is always a pleasure for me when I get a chance to do that. We'll go back to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, continue your thought, please.
My main thought is this, my brother, is that people got to be patient. We got to be peaceful. We have to walk with our faith, not by what the devil's trying to put in our sight. And we have to make sure we hold our ground. And like you said, it's time for us. I have people say, well, we need to sit back. No, no, no. It is time to play the same games peacefully. Go on the offense. I'm tired of us in the last 8 to 10 years playing defense, wagging a dog, minus the offense that was done by our courageous senators at the time period. It's a shame that one of them did not hold their ground when they was running for Secretary of State, but you can't show weakness. You cannot appeal to two masters and appease that you're going to move to the center. And this center mentality by Drazen, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. It alienated about 25% of our base. That's probably the reason why.
So, Ron, do you think that really Nancy Pelosi, her insane drive to impeach Trump a second time, is really just trying to bait us who are Trump supporters?
I believe it's trying to bait us. I believe that it's also, especially in the most 16 most liberal states, like on the left coast, the Chinese Eastern Pacific branch along the west coast here. Yes. Is a ploy to bring everybody out. You got a crooked FBI. You got crooked various other agencies.
Yeah, we do.
We try to come to the Capitol here. I believe that the new chief police, compared to Jerry Moore, is a progressive. No different than my boy, this sheriff up there in Multnomah County. We got to pray, be respectful.
Yeah.
But hold our stand.
I agree.
Love you, bro.
And that's, I mean, it's. It's not good what's happening to political correctness within some areas of law enforcement. Some areas are not that way, but that's a sad thing. Ron, thanks for your call. In a moment, I'm going to go to Glenn. There's a story, by the way, that is up on the libertydaily.com. And it is from it shows a video, and here's the headline. Video allegedly shows one of the main provocateurs involved in Ashley Babbitt's shooting. This is the Air Force veteran murdered in the Capitol building. The provocateur, one of them, the video, going behind a squad of police on the stairs, changing his clothes and disappearing. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Why would that happen? Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
We in Hong Kong, when Antifa and so on were, had two sets of clothes on, their street clothes, and then the clothes of those who they wish to portray, and yet in disguise. They commit the crime in the clothes of their enemy, but underneath those clothes are their street clothes. And he was taking off Trump clothing and Trump emblems, putting them in his backpack, and underneath that was his street clothes. So there were about four of them there working together. But my call was something different. Since they shut down Twitter and Facebook and everything, I went over to British intelligence and just roamed around. And we find out that the three blackouts are very real. Vatican City, Pakistan, and Berlin. This intelligence officer said that in the looking at data and so on with the Leonardo equipment, they actually found out that President Trump won California. That was interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to see that data because I find that hard to believe. That he won Oregon. I find that very hard to believe. I don't think those numbers are there.
It's hard.
But I'd love to see
it. It's hard to believe that Angela Merkel even criticized Twitter and Facebook when she's been in the face of Trump all these years. There's a lot of things that don't make sense. Because it's so corrupt. It is so corrupt. And I think this is a motion picture that we're looking at right now. There's about four acts, and I think data is going to start getting spilled in the last episode. And I do think, I was kind of critical of it, but now I do begin to believe how wicked and how unbelievable this whole thing has been. And now they're going after the recall of Newsom now that they're getting way over a million signers. And now even at the Capitol in Sacramento, they're going after the people that are funding the upset of Newsom and Gray Davis, who was thrown out, is also getting involved.
I'm telling
to
you,
cover.
They may, in fact, get the signatures to put a recall on the ballot for Gavin Newsom. He is that unpopular. Hey, before I let you go, Glenn, because we're almost at the bottom of the hour, if all of you want to support Megan Marie, her court route in the courtroom, come into the courtroom, is tomorrow, Friday at 11 a.m. downtown at courtroom 2A, 2 Alpha. Friday, 11 a.m., 2 Alpha. Come and support Megan Marie. They're going to try and take
downtown,
her kids away from her.
Downtown or the annex?
Downtown.
2A is the annex.
2A, downtown.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Again, if you want to go support Megan Marie, who not only has a court hearing tomorrow at 11 a.m. downtown Salem, courtroom 2A, 2 Alpha, at 11 a.m. If you want to support her, because it's not just the unfairness of what they're doing to her, saying that her and two friends go down to the Capitol grounds and wave an American flag for 15 minutes is violating the terms of her release because she's at a protest? What? That's absurd. Well, they're also going to try and take her kids away from her. I'm asking you to go up to the courthouse, room 2A at 11 a.m. and be there for her hearing tomorrow. Stand with her. She's not a perfect person. I'm not either. Are you? She's acknowledged the mistakes she's made in her life, like a lot of us. She's being politically prosecuted by this DA, by a judge, because she organized these Stop the Steal rallies. And that great Thanksgiving day, day before Thanksgiving dinner. So, stand with her, won't you? Here's what we're talking about. In a moment, we're going to go to Art and then to Pat. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I've got one line open right now, 503-589-1220. You can send me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at KSLM.news. Linda writes an email. There is a January Linn County Central Committee meeting on Monday. If you're a Linn County Republican and you want to be a part of that, it is, they have a new temporary location. It's on Rock Hill Drive. You need to go check it out. They're doing their Central Committee meeting, Zoom online. Wilbur, writes this, his observation. He says, I can't help wondering if Donald Trump and others regret not attacking the left more on their lack of moral character. Maybe that's a really, really good point to consider. Lack of moral character. Now, remember, when you're pointing your finger at somebody, you got one finger pointed at them and three others back at yourself. So, you know, it's that old biblical verse, right? Don't point out somebody's log in their, or their, you know, splinter in their eye when you got a log in yours. Greg writes an email about General McInerney. Says, you may have, I may have already sent this to you, but I want to remind you to share us what Tom, General Thomas McInerney, has to say here. It's very important for everyone to understand for the future of the world. I worked with General McInerney in Alaska back in the 90s, doing support for one of his flight operations. I had lunch and dinner with him and his group of airmen. I remember him as not only an exceptional combat airman, but a highly intelligent and perceptive individual with a profound sense of humanity. I also recall the pilots under his command had the utmost of respect, if not love, for him. The epitome of what a commanding general and great patriot, not only to American humanity, should be. And then there are, of course, those two videos that he sent, and you can find them, of the White House visit, the laptop supposedly stolen from the invasion of Nancy Pelosi's office, treason, Mike Pence, and what to do. Body language analysis also. There's another video about that. You know, I cannot believe that a man like him, with incredible credentials and respect, and his character well known, I cannot believe that he's a nut. I'm sorry. I don't. Just as I don't believe that these other men and women, including Sidney Powell, this entire team of incredibly well-respected, credentialed at the highest level, computer experts have looked at the evidence of what happened in these battleground states and have absolute definitive evidence and proof that this election was stolen. I can't believe that they're all wrong, that they're nuts. That's why I said sooner or later this has to come out in a court. It's going to come out in a court somewhere at some point. It will. It'll be presented as evidence. And this is why you've got to be careful about where you get your information from. I'm telling you, I don't watch Fox much anymore because they've gone to the dark side to some extent. Hannity hasn't, neither has Tucker, and neither has Laura Ingraham. But I'm telling you, all of the mainstream, and I'm going to be leaving Facebook. I've already left Twitter. I'm standing up. I'm probably going to go to Gab. I'm on Clout Hub, although I'm just learning how to use it. I was on Parler. Well, Parler, of course, is down still. Who knows if it comes back? There's a warning that it may not. My point is we have to go to alternative sources. That's why I talked yesterday about the other internet being developed by the guy who developed the original internet. Because it is a pathway for us to be able to get around the social media communists who hate what we stand for and the mainstream media, which are only Democrats. Friends, we have to figure out how to do this. have to be able to communicate with each other around the methodologies, including around the internet, in case it goes down. You know, Glenn just talked about that, right? The internet going down in some of those countries. What? Just ask yourself. I can tell you right now, if I lost the internet, I wouldn't be able to do this radio show. I'd have to drive to Salem every morning instead of do it from my farm. I wouldn't be able, I mean, I would have to go back to reading actual paper newspapers, if there is such a thing anymore. That's why we have to have alternatives, and we have to support them. And it gets back to the other two topics I'm talking about today. Do you believe and acknowledge that Joe Biden won a legal election? And conservatives need to embrace cancel culture strategies, or we will die because we have willingly tied our hands behind our back. 503-589-1220. We've got full lines. I need to get right to the phones. Art, good morning. You're up.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Hope you're doing well today. Well, as well as can be expected. I wanted to say that I was never so embarrassed in all my life when I watched what happened in the House. You know, one of our House representatives voted no, which was a good thing, but all the Democrats voted yes without a hearing, without evidence being presented, but
no,
they didn't
due process.
Care.
No due process yesterday.
Right. I mean, no respect for the Constitution, no respect for the law or anything, just to push their agenda. This is what happens when you take God out of everything, and that's what's happened. We've taking God out of the schools, God, I mean, the Ten Commandments have been taken out of our public buildings, etc. And when you have no principles, when you have no principles, and all you care about is money and power and vengeance and all of this stuff, we're in a bad place, Jeff, a really bad place. And every Democrat from Oregon in the House voted to allow all these unconstitutional and, no justice. I mean, it's just, hey, you're guilty. We can't even present what really happened here. And we know what happened, Jeff. I mean, we've seen all the evidence. I mean, these people that invaded DC there and went into the building, they had evidence of it going to happen 2-3 days ago. They were talking about it. And so why weren't they prepared? Why didn't they do the appropriate things to stop it? It's just ridiculous, but.
Well, and
hey,
that's right. And we're finding out more and more about that. You know, Mark Levin got very much into that in his show last night. And it is ridiculous, and it is something that is not being lost on us. Now, let me ask you this briefly, and Pat and Tim, I'm going to ask you to hang over, and I promise you, as soon as we're done with the break, I will get back to you. Just quickly, Art, do you think that Nancy Pelosi's stunt with the impeachment is just a setup to goad Trump supporters into doing something stupid quickly?
Well, she wants us to be divided, Jeff, and so they can win the elections because the Republican Party falls apart and starts a new party, and that's exactly what she wants, because then they'll win everything again and again.
You're
and
right
again.
On. You're right on. Thanks, Art. I appreciate it.
Six great day.
Back in a moment. You too.
Pardon me? Hey, you too, my friend. Thanks a bunch.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank again Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our sponsors for this show and, frankly, this radio station. You can't always know if a contractor can really do the good job for you or can be trusted to do a good job. You don't have to worry about that with Eric Azer. Check out all the great things that he's done for other people and how they appreciate it. Look at the great photographs on his website, RighteousRenovations.com. You need a good contractor, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, or other stuff, call RighteousRenovations.com. Go to their website, get their phone number, righteousrenovations.com. As promised, back to the phones to Pat. Pat, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. yeah, I agree. I don't feel that the election was free or was not won correctly anyway. But what I wanted to bring up today, though, is something I haven't heard. Now, maybe you've talked about it. I'm not sure, but I heard it on Hannity, and I've heard it on Tucker Carlson, and that is about Queen Kate and her distribution of the COVID money or the virus money to merchants who are needing help. I understand from what the broadcast said that there's been a disproportionate amount of black people getting this help. And there's I believe it's a lawsuit, I'm not sure what it is, with a Hispanic woman who has a coffee shop and two white fellows, that, feel it's not, it's disproportionately the amount that's being given out. And I believe there's some kind of a lawsuit. Can you comment anything about that?
Yes, there is. There is a federal lawsuit. There are actually two federal lawsuits. One of them is by the Hispanic coffee shop owner, woman, who says this is blatantly racist to establish the only qualification you have, two qualifications. You have to have a business and you have to be black to get this money. That's racist. That is not allowed in the U.S. Constitution. Prior Supreme Court rulings have already ruled against this kind of thing. They know they're going to lose in court. And my guess is that in the coming days, the legislature is going to find a way to weasel out of that because they know they're going to look really bad when they do it. When they lose, is what I mean, because it's unconstitutional.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like more of us ought to know about that because I hadn't heard anything about it until I heard it on Sean Hannity and on Tucker.
Well, we have talked about it a couple of times on this show, but also it's been in the Oregonian. They've had a couple of articles about it, and the legislature's defended it. The legislative council, the lawyers that write the bills for us downstairs in the basement, they have defended it. Oh, but they do that all the time, and they've done it every time because they have to, because they're lawyers that work for the legislature. And if they don't do what the legislature says, they get fired. So they do what the legislature says. They torture the words and the logic, and that's what they've done with this. Legislative council, the lawyers, defend it. Say, no, it's constitutional because of this, this, and this, and this. It isn't on its face, just with common sense. And it frankly flies in the face of U.S. Supreme Court rulings. It will be struck down. That's my prediction, Pat.
That's bad.
It is bad. Well, they're getting what they deserve. But they do it all the time. They do it all the time. Pat, thank you. Appreciate it. It's a great question.
Thank you.
We'll keep monitoring it. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I think about coaching. And in coaching, you're either reactive or proactive. If you're proactive, you sit down with your team. You talk. You have practices. You're reactive when you're yelling. And you're yelling at players and you're doing this and that. Now let's go back to proactive. if you're proactive, you set the dialogue and you set what the definitions are. If you're reactive, it's emotional, and all you do is react to what they're doing. So let's give a couple of examples real quick. I see a lot on the internet about Republicans or those people who voted for Trump. Okay? I have to have a definition before I can react. So I wrote down just a couple of them. Are those that voted for Trump, those that protested, those that didn't vote, those that are middle class, those that are Republicans, those that are a certain age, are they all bunched together into a group? And I find it interesting, we talk about the riots and whether we knew it ahead of time. If you knew it ahead of time, why weren't you worried about saving the president? The heck with charging the Capitol, I'd be worried about the president. Because they have
been exactly right. So,
shot before.
And that's the point that, that's the point Mark Levin brought up last night. Somebody leaked this FBI memo that said they were fully aware that there was conspiracy going on to plant IEDs, bomb the Capitol. There's no way in the world, if that had been shared with the Secret Service, that they would have let Trump out there to talk to anybody in person. It wouldn't have happened.
Just
that's
a couple
how bad
real quick ones.
The FBI.
Who's the silent majority? What are they?
We are.
Are the
we
silent
are.
Majority, are they ones who you don't see? They don't do anything. That's why you call them silent. Do the silent majority do anything? If all of a sudden we wanted to raise money for something, would the silent majority do that? Or do they just don't participate? Remember, you get what you don't do.
Well, you're right. You get what you don't do. So I'm going to address that in the next hour.
The Constitution. Racism. Yeah. And we do a lot of discussion about racism. What is it? And we look at the Constitution, find it in there. Is racism in the Constitution? We never request a definition. We merely react to what they say.
That's right. You never make them spell it out. In fact, the Democrats changed the House rules so that they could literally smear Donald Trump yesterday, calling him a racist and a white supremacist in chief. They changed the rules because you couldn't talk like that before, but they did it on purpose so they could make the charge. And that's what gets reported out there, and people believe it. That's why we do this show. It's because the only way we're going to counter that is for each of us individually, all across this country, not just us here in the Salem area. To persuade persuadables, let them know personally and individually. No, because they're not listening to this show. They're not listening or reading conservative media. They're watching NBC, CBS, all this other garbage that is full of absolute leftist propaganda. And they're believing
there is one good.
It's true. Oh. Kim, thanks. 6:59,
yes.
Two more hours to go, folks. I will get into why the silent majority must stand up and other things if we come back. Second hour coming up.